This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to jump on live with us, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click on join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you would like to book us, you can see the fruit in our basket, okay? That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can book us at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866. I'm sorry, that number is 1-866-233-0757. Yeah. Anyways, folks, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. With that said, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to jump over to our Before It's News website, you can do that as well. And that is, we're right up on the front page there. Go ahead and click it on and join us on live chat to the right. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of LibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we're just in that time right now, friends. You know, it's interesting when you listen to the radio. This is the conservatives, by the way, giving it to you. This is not a liberal outlet as some would believe it to be. But it's interesting how the conservatives are pushing the narrative as well of the six corporations that are throwing them a bone. The narrative is set up against the people, and we can see that. I mean, whoever thought in a million years, friends, we would be in a time where we're just defending ourselves from a government attacking us, because those are the times that we're in right now. We're under attack by our own government. We're under attack by our own media. And just think about that. And everybody, you know, it's interesting, the people out there that are out there doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, they're going against the narrative that the CIA-controlled mainstream media is giving you. And they just keep pushing the narrative, regardless if it's true or not, friends. And I sit here, and I listen to it, and I shake my head back and forth. And I'm thinking to myself, really, people? Are we hearing what's going on here? We are literally fighting. The people in this country are literally fighting its own government. It's defending itself against its own government that is continuously lying to us and stripping us away of our God-given rights. And again, nobody can make this up, nor can anybody deny what's going on in this country today. It's embarrassing, is it not? Yes, it is. Folks, what we're going to be doing is talking about today is just this. False prophets, come meet me on the hill. We brought it up a couple weeks ago. I never got to the contents. Again, I get so I get so winded up on these little bunny trails, as we call them in prophetic ministry. They're bunny trails. They're feeding the people that need a word. The Lord's giving these people all across the country what they need, and I can only do so much within an hour. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that's the function. That's the gifting in this ministry. But I want to get to it because it is just that. False prophets come meet me on the hill because they're everywhere, friends. I was just sharing with my wife. It's interesting. I said, you know, for all the people that come and go, and it talks about this in 1 John, about those that were with us and those that weren't with us. And what's interesting, and I'm going to go there right now so I can give you some clarity as I'm tracking even now. What's interesting is when you begin to see how you stand on the Word of God, it's funny how people will come and go. And they come and go, and you see the people that claim to be something, but they're not. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:19, they went out from among us because they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. I said, it's interesting how many times I get accused of something, but I'm not the one leaving the Word of God here. And we know that the only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle. But when you go back to this scripture here, friends, it's also interesting to note those that were not of us, they had a love of the world. Those that were not of us, they had within themselves a lust of the flesh. They had within themselves lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And the Bible's clear in verse 16, 1 John 2, that it's not of the Father, but is of the world. And it's interesting when you see them leave or you see them offended for the word's sake. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, friends. It's interesting to see what they go back to. And guess what they go back to without fail? They go back to their own selfish lives. They go back to the lust of the flesh. They go back to the lust of the eyes and the pride of the life. And they still want to call themselves Christians and point their finger back at the Word of God and accuse the Word of what it's not guilty of. And when you go to Micah 3, by the way, this is how the prophets made war against God, the false prophets. They made war against God. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. Micah 3:5. This is important information, by the way, because I just started the show off telling you, friends, as to how the media is going one direction, which is the spirit of the world, but the people, the Christian people in this country, are trying to get the people awake to understand that you're being lied to 24/7 by that mainstream media again. And again, think about this, friends. When you go along with the media, you're actually digging a hole, and the Bible tells us that we're going to fall in that hole. And that's the spirit of Antichrist. And the false prophets are laying this narrative out as well, friends. And how are they doing that? Well, go to Micah 3:5. What does it say? Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err. Who are the people that make my people err? Who are the false prophets, friends? The ones that make a silk little pillow for you to lay down on, called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, telling you what you want to hear rather than what you ought to hear, telling you to submit to the arm of the flesh rather than to the spirit of the Most High God. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. These are the ones that are saying, well, the Lord's on the throne. There's nothing you can do about it. No, friends, this is all counter to Scripture. Listen, when the Lord gives a word of prophecy, there's a warfare around that word, without fail. But let me finish this, and I'll get to that in a moment. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err. Who are they? That bite with their teeth, and what are they crying? Peace, peace, don't worry about it. Just submit yourself to what's going on out there. Just go with the flow. Nope. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But listen, the Lord finishes in Micah 3:5, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him, against God. By what? Telling you the opposite of what is true. I'm going to give you some examples in the up and coming segments, friends. Talking about false prophets, come and meet me on the hill. That's where we're at right now. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. This is applicable to every facet of your life, friends. Every facet of your life, just for the record. I want to let you know, too, I'm here to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm also here to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. You want spiritual life, then you're going to have to bear your cross. Deny yourself and take it up and follow the Christ. Learn of his doctrine, John 7:17. The list goes on. I know that people out there today are just really kind of bewildered as to what's going on in this country. Well, let me teach you the voice of the Spirit with the help of the Holy Ghost. I want you to be encouraged in the fact that God is in control. I want you to be encouraged that he did say, touch not my prophets, touch not mine anointed, and do them no harm. I want you to know that the promises of God are on our side. When he said that it's a righteous thing with him to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Folks, let me say this. If it was all over, then why is it that you still have the freedom to do the right thing today? It's not all over. It's not where the mainstream media wants you to believe that you are. I'm not trying to encourage you in your sin because I want to be the last one on this earth to make war against God. You are under the judgments of God. But for the church, judgment floats our boat. Just ask Noah. For the church, judgment on the behalf of Moses and the children of Israel drops those curses back on the Pharaoh and his servants and his people. Do you not understand? Abraham prayed that, Lord, you're the shield of my salvation. And the Lord blessed those that blessed Abraham, and he cursed those that cursed Abraham. We have all the promises of God on our side, friends. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you 7 ways. When you go to the book of Leviticus 26, what does he talk about under the blessings? Those blessings fall to those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. What are they? Well, he told us that 5 shall send 100 to flight, and 100 shall send 10,000 to flight in battle. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If it comes to a carnal war, a fleshly war, then so be it. Because we are under attack, as I said during the first segment. But the fact of the matter is, the people of the earth shall see that his children are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. I mean, does anybody read the promises of God which are found in Psalms? Hey, folks, that does not abrogate suffering, affliction, mockery, and the abuses of the world. No, that all comes with it. Okay? He said, those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But folks, the more that the world lays its hammer on us, remember that we're the anvil. The church is. The anvil's not replaced. The hammer is. Okay? And the seed of the righteous is forever. Listen to this. Psalm 2. The kings of the earth, they set themselves together against the rulers, and then the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. But what does the Bible say in response? Hey, church, what does the Bible tell us in response? Does it give us defeatism? Does it give us it's all over with? Does it give us to throw our hands up? Does it give us the information to throw our hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it? No, it does just the exact opposite. Right? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers together. They take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. But the Bible says that he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh upon them. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to go over there really quick before we start kicking this off. Because, again, I want people to be encouraged that are in Christ. Okay? Because the promises do belong to you. And don't ever forget that. Going to Psalm 2 right now. Okay? And when you pull it up, what does it say? It says, why do the heathen rage, the worldlings, and the people imagine a vain thing? See, friends, they want to create a world without God. What they don't realize is that the world is my Father's. And it also belongs to us. And he gave us all the power and authority to conquer our enemies. Ask King David. Read Psalm 18. Read Psalm 22. Where did the Lord ever fail King David? That's another thing we need to talk about, church, is where do you find in Scripture where the Lord ever fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God? You can't find them. They're not in Scripture. You know what it is people sit around, they call themselves Christians, they have one foot in the world, one foot out, one foot in the church, right? They're double-minded. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Read James 1. But it's interesting to note, they want God on their terms and they want the world on their terms too. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. And the Lord says, I'll have nothing to do with them. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-13, when you seek him with your whole heart, not half, not a third, not a quarter, not three quarters, he said your whole heart, then you will find him. That's what he promised the church. Okay? That's what he promised the church. When you seek him with the whole heart. Okay? I want to go back to this. The kings of the earth set themselves together, and the rulers, as they love to call themselves, take counsel together against the Lord and against who? His children, his anointed. Read first Isaiah 10:27. They gather against the Lord and against his anointed. I'm humored already, friends. Look at the downfall of men who thought they were going to war against the very God that created us. Folks, the heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. I want you to think about this. All things have been created. He's flung into existence the very stars of heaven, friends. Either we're believers or we're not. I believe him. I'm a fool for Christ. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. I wasn't talked into my faith. Therefore, nobody can talk me out of my faith. That's why yesterday when I was on the show, I said to you, hey, folks, I'm beyond believing. I know. Paul, who's seen him on the road to Damascus, Acts 9, when he was knocked to the ground. Keep in mind, friends, keep in mind what happened there was he experienced the Lord God. He's seen him with his spiritual eyes. He heard him with his spiritual ears. So therefore, what God put in him, no devil in hell is going to take it out of him. Okay? What we see today is a counterfeit, and I'm going to get to this, and I'm just tracking right now. Follow me. What we're seeing today is too many people have been talked into their alleged Christian faith, and then later on in life, they just fall away from it. Right? These are these altar athletes that every time they go to church, they repent, and then what do? They walk outside the doors, they live like the devil and for the devil, and then next Sunday they do it again and again and again. Those people aren't born of the Spirit. These are the people that have been talked into it by the pastor who has no business leading the church, number one. First the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Right? They've been taught a false grace, and then you get these mushroom converts, and they wonder why they continuously play both sides of the fence, because the pastor's playing both sides of the fence. The pastor's in the wrong position, right? My goodness, friends. We're shooting from the hip here. What did those rulers that took counsel together against God and against His children, what does the Bible say? Let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast away their cords from us. What did the Bible say in response? Here's my Father. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then He shall speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. What did King David say? Yes, I've set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. God had the throne of King David's heart. Okay, he was his all in all. He didn't care about anything. The only thing he cared about is the presence of God. Oh my goodness, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm just thinking about some of these, you read these old-timers, man. I'm thinking of E.M. Bounds' book on prayer. It's 600 pages long, and it gives example after example of the testimonies of men of God from the 1600s, the 1700s, the 1800s, and the 1900s that were men of God. And the world was scared to death of these men of God. Right? Now you have a bunch of capitulating, effeminate pansies today in the pulpits that are just going right along, and they're scared if the wind blows the wrong way. But I was just thinking of a man that prayed, and his prayer life was such that, friends, he said that he was afraid. He was afraid to put his hand out. He was afraid to put his hand out in prayer lest he should touch God. I can't tell you how many times that I want to know God that way, because I don't want to know Him after the fact. I want to know Him here in His fullness. This man of God used to pray, and he'd put his finger out, and he said he was afraid lest he should touch God. That's a different gospel than the one that we're used to in America, and we need to get back to that good old gospel, and we need to stick to the Word of God and the Word of God alone without compromise, starting here. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$320 billion to refill the Paycheck Protection Program, helping keep millions and millions of American workers on the payroll. Great for small businesses, great for the workers.
President Trump's comments at the White House as he signs a small business aid bill that was approved by the House and Senate. The president also saying he was being sarcastic when he posed a question regarding injecting disinfectants into the body to combat coronavirus.
Now, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this maybe on the hands would work.
According to the Washington Examiner, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is blocking the release of dozens of witness interview transcripts from their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Navy hospital ship Comfort will be returning to its home port in Norfolk, Virginia.
After more than 3 weeks, the USNS Comfort will be leaving New York City, although I do not have an updated date of departure for you today. This is a sure sign of modest progress in mitigating the virus in the nation's hardest-hit city and is a welcome sign.
The vessel was deployed to help hospitals in New York City. A new poll from Rasmussen Reports shows widespread support for President Trump's newly signed executive order that bans immigration into the United States for 60 days. The order applies for those only seeking permanent residence in the United States and foreign nationals seeking a green card who are outside the United States. 57% of U.S. voters say a halt to immigration is important because of the economic impact due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, 31% are opposed and 13% undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Okay. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on YouTube. Click onto the YouTube page. Join us on live chat. Jump over to Before It's News. You can do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click onto the right side. Join us on live chat if you want to call. 121 cities listening right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going with the Holy Ghost here, friends. Talking about false prophets, which we are. The best way to expose the false is just stay with the real, right? But I want to get back to this really quick because I want you to listen to this all the way through because a lot of people today are just trying to figure out what's going on. And I was just talking about Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And then it talks about the kings of the earth setting themselves against, and the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. By the way, that's exactly what's going on the national scale right now. You just heard the president again, right? Did you know that they're working on their fifth coronavirus bill? Do you know that you're being stripped of your God-given rights right now? And this all lays to the charge of those that stand by and do nothing. This they're talking about their fifth virus relief bill. A virus they cannot prove. Just think about that, right? But, what's the promise here? I want you to listen. King David said, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Then he said, ask of me, and I shall give unto thee the heathen for thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. This is the Lord. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. What was the message? Was the message to the church, or was it to the heathens, to the kings and the rulers that wanted to basically cut the bands of asunder concerning those of his church? It wasn't a warning to the church. It was a warning to those that dare touched the children of God. And it was the answer from God as to how he's going to deal with these people, friends. That is the history of the world. We don't have to go anywhere to see that this is true, friends, in so many different ways. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. What did Whitfield say? All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. That was George Whitfield, the Great Awakening preacher. Well, let's ask a tyrant. What about Bonaparte? What did he say? Man, he said the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Friends, they're daring the justice of God is exactly what they're doing. And those that are accomplices to those that are daring the justice of God are doing the same thing. What did the Lord say? He didn't say it to the church. He said it to those that called themselves rulers, to those that called themselves kings. Right? What did he say? Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Then what did he say? He said, kiss the Son. In other words, meet him on his terms, lest he be angry. I don't care about the kings and the rulers being angry, friends. They need to fear the Lord God, lest he be angry and they perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. And then what does he say to the church? Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And those that call themselves kings that fear the God and rulers that fear God and the judges that fear God. It's a blessing, not a curse, right? So anyways, I wanted to make clear, friends, that we understood what's going on here. And if that word is not encouraging, I don't know what is. But I got to get over to this, because I promised I would. False prophets, come and meet me on the hill. I was just talking about Micah 3 during the first segment, friends, and what does that say? It talks about how the false prophets make war against God by how? Causing the people to err by telling them peace, peace, when there is no peace. You know, you look at a majority of what's going on in the church today, friends. Well, I'm sorry. What was going on 6 weeks ago, they've shut down in compliance to the corrupt administration is what they've done. And it shows you who they fear, friends. It's not the Lord they fear. And this is exactly why they don't have the respect of the people in this country. What do they do? And by the way, not all of them. You got your portion across the United States of America peppered all across that are standing up in obedience to the Lord. And I'm with them. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we already know what the false prophets do. They say, listen, just tell them peace, peace when there is no peace. I talked a little bit about 2 Kings 17:33. There's a lot of these people today, especially in the church, that embrace the false prophets that do not confront them for their sins before God. Acts 20, verse 21. They are those who drive the church away from the Lord to serve other gods made by men. Made by men. They make the commandments of God void by what? Taking heed and submitting to, the commandments of God. What do? They make them void by taking heed to the commandments of men. I think that's what I said. Right? They feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. See them all the time. Just had a guy yesterday unfriend me. And I know why he unfriended me, because I talked on Saturday about he's a self-proclaimed pastor who's for the most part good for nothing. I'm just telling you the truth. And why do you say that, Bradley? Well, the Bible tells us we're to be the salt of the earth, right? And if we're to be the salt of the earth, what are we going to do? Well, salt stops the putrefaction, right? Putrefaction of what? Decay. And if that's the truth, then why isn't the church the salt of the earth anymore? Now, if they were, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we are. But if they aren't, what does the Bible tell us? How do they act? Who are they? Well, it tells us in Matthew 5, verse 13 through 20, it says that if they're not salted, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Why did he unfriend me yesterday? Because he doesn't like the fact that I am called to be the salt of the earth, and when he doesn't do that, he doesn't want to be around other people that do that. I'm a threat to his little system over there, right? That's what the Word of God is. The Word of God is a threat to all man's systems. Just know that that's the truth. But when you stick to the Word of God, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You're going to understand the persecution and the trials and the tribulations that come along with that. See, what they do is they fear the Lord, right? They say, but they serve their own gods. The ones that look just like them. And it's exactly what they go along with. Again, we can talk about the American counterfeits and judge them scripturally, Matthew 7:16-20. And how the American church is responsible for the immoralities in the world. It is. Regardless if you want to admit it or not, we're called to be the light of the world. We're to reprove darkness. We're to win the day. We're not to compromise. We're not to fraternize with the enemy in any sense of the word. But when it, now going back to the false prophets, because that's what we're talking about here, I want to give you an example of one because it's outstanding. And there's so many of them in the Word of God. It's just craziness. I'll bring you over to the New Testament, too, if you'd like. But let's go over to 1 Kings 22. This is the bad King Ahab, right? Remember his wife used to tell him what pair of pants he was supposed to wear on a daily basis named Jezebel? But I want you to listen to this. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, who shouldn't have helped Ahab, by the way, of Judah came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye not that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we shall be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go up with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art. Okay, he said, I'll do whatever you want to do. We're in this thing together. My people is thy people. We're all into this together. My horses as your horses. Whatever I have is yours. He shouldn't have been saying that, but he did. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. The king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, the majority. And said unto them, Shall I go up against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they all said, all the false prophets said, go up, O king, as they worship the king, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. But what did Jehoshaphat say? He said, Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides those that are just going to go along with the corrupt king? He had a little discernment, didn't he? That we might inquire of him. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is one man. There's one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But listen to what he said. But I hate him, said the corrupt king, for he doth not prophesy good things concerning me, but evil. No, he prophesied the truth concerning King Ahab's evil, and he didn't like it. And Jehoshaphat said, Yes, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither Micaiah. Remember Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Now listen, the prophets that were accepted by the people and the prophets that were accepted by the kings and the priests were those that only told them the things that they wanted to hear. And it was a false grace every step of the way. It was cementing their condemnation and their damnation, but they loved them all the way to hell. They didn't want the truth. They hated the truth. Okay? But again, listen to the corrupt king. There's one prophet, but he hates me. He always prophesies evil against me. No, this is the fruit of sowing corrupt seed. You got to understand something, corrupt people. It rains on the just and the unjust. Whatever you sow is exactly what you're going to reap, to the very specifics. To the very specifics. Why? Because God is not mocked. Galatians 6, verse 7. Listen to this. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat on each throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets, again, they prophesied to them and told them everything that they wanted to hear. But folks, there was one prophet that the Lord had his eye on. there was a faithful witness named Micaiah who was about to deliver souls or even deliver corrupt kings to death. That is, if they take heed before it takes place. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. And you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so, talking about the false prophets versus the real prophets, how the majority of the false prophets were just going along, telling the kings and the priests everything that they wanted to hear. Then the corrupt king Ahab comes in, who also lost the battle on the hill, 1 Kings 18, with Elijah, and before the people, right, that were faltering between two opinions. It's the same king here, Ahab. He said he hates me concerning this real prophet Micaiah, and he said, listen, that guy always prophesies evil towards me. No. He's not prophesying evil. He's telling you the truth, and it's the truth that you don't want to hear. That's the problem you're having. Folks, remember this, because it tells us clearly in Scripture. In Galatians, it talks about, but the child, well, let me say it this way, King James Version, I'll give you a different translation. But as then he that which is born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Let me say it again. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, so it is now. Just read this yesterday. And if you go over to John 3, I want you to make distinction and understand. John answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said this unto you, you must be born again. Okay? Now, I'm just exercising your discerners here. That's all I'm doing. Okay. Now, also, if you take it over to this, it goes in 1 John 4, it says, beloved, those that are loved of the Lord, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. How do we know who they are? What are the earmarks? How do we identify them? What are the characteristics? Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Those that have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Okay, verse 3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and that is the spirit of Antichrist, okay, crosslessness, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now listen, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is important. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, and the world heareth them. But we that are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay? And it also tells us, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's important that you understand that. Now let's get back over to this, because this is a kick in the pants. We're in 1 Kings 22 right now. 1 Kings 22. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. This is what the false prophets were telling Jehoshaphat and King Ahab. More specifically, King Ahab. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord has said unto me, that will I prophesy. Okay? And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him. This is what they told Micaiah before he went before the king. Behold, look and see now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Good according to a reprobate state, not God's. Okay? Let thy word, I pray thee, be the word of one of them. Be just like everybody else and speak that which they're speaking. And they called it good. But Micaiah said, no. As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, now listen, this is Micaiah, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand. Now the corrupt king comes back and says this. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? In other words, this prophet was telling the king what he wanted to hear. Now, was that his objective? No, he knew where it was going to go. And he said, I saw all, this is where the prophet comes in and says, okay, here it is. I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. But the king didn't want to hear Micaiah. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? In other words, the king was saying, he didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. Isn't this what we see all day? Folks, how many times you see a real prophet in action being let loose on a people? And they give them real words where the cross. Hey, folks, if there's real faith, there's going to be a real cross. And it's going to be tried. Don't question what I'm telling you. It's when the false prophets tell you what you want to hear, you better look the other direction. And it's exactly what we're seeing every step. Hey, let me ask you, the false prophets in America today, what are they doing? They're capitulating. What are they doing? They're telling the people it's a lost cause. What are they doing? Oh, don't worry about gay marriage anymore. That's already a lost cause. We can't do anything about that. Abortion, that's just, we can't do anything about. Well, folks, regardless if they're saying it or not, they're showing you through their inactions as to what they are saying, because inaction speaks a lot louder than words. And it's exactly what we're seeing. They're going along, and then guess what? They're all a part of Donald Trump's board, for the record. The very people that I'm identifying right now are on Donald Trump's board. They're false prophets. No one's confronting him. Nobody's telling him the truth of the Word of God. Why? Because they're just going along to get along, friends. As Donald Trump sits there and tells him, if it wasn't for me, this is what would happen to you. If it wasn't for me, this is firsthand information, by the way. For 3 hours, you know what? That board that Donald Trump has around him, you know what they were telling him? They were praising him for 3 hours. They were praising the President of the United States of America that does the opposite of what he says. Well, that's what the church is doing. That's the message they're giving him. The opposite of their purpose is how they're living it out, isn't it? They shouldn't be praising man. They should be praising God, just like Micaiah, and telling the truth regardless of the cost. Of the cost. The prophet tells the corrupt king the truth. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. This is what Micaiah said. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab? This is the Lord, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead. And one said on this manner and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his false prophets. A lying spirit. It's exactly the same spirit that's at work in the mouths of the false prophets today. It's not God violating his own law. It's evil when man transgressed his law that the Lord comes in and uses it to bring about judgment upon the people that refuse to repent before God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm having church. I'm having church. It's exactly right. It's exactly what's going on today. You got these guys across the country telling you to go along, to get along, and you better get a part of the program or else. It's a lying spirit sent to do what? To bring them to judgment, and that's exactly where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. False prophets all day long, friends, all across the country. People email me, Bradley, how come they're not preaching against sin? Because they're false prophets. It's their job to slay sin. Hey, folks, if you want to know why they're not slaying sin or preaching out against sin, follow them home and you'll know why. It's because they're guilty of it. It's they're guilty of it. They don't have Christ crucified set before their eyes. No, what they have before their eyes is the lust of the world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. It's a spirit of Antichrist, friends. It's a spirit of Antichrist. You know what the king said to him? But Zedekiah, the son of Shemaiah, he said this, went near and smote Micaiah, the real prophet, on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? Reminds me of when they were crucifying Christ, when they smote him on the mouth, the high priest did. Had him smote or smitten. Same thing with Paul. Exactly the same thing. The same thing they did to the Spirit of Christ through Micaiah. And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into thy inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow, the real prophet, that wouldn't prophesy what I want to hear, put him in prison and feed him with bread, the bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace. What are the false prophets? How are they treated today, friends? Prosperity. How are the people treating them today, friends? Just the exact opposite as the way a real prophet is treated. Guess what happened, friends? The king of Syria commanded his 30 and two captains. The king knew what he said was true, but he went out anyway. He even went so far as to disguise himself. But the word of the Lord came to pass anyway, and guess what? King Ahab was killed in battle, just like Micaiah told him that he would be. What were the false prophets saying, friends? Just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, it was the word of the false prophets that sent him out there to get killed in the first place. It was the real prophet that would have saved his hide if he would have took heed to the word of the Lord. We're going to get some more of this. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.